This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, February 2nd, brought to you by Curious Plot. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. The United States will lower tariffs on India as a part of a trade deal announced today by President Donald Trump. It also includes Indian purchasing commitments. Few details were released. President Trump said on Truth Social that the U.S. would lower current 25% reciprocal tariffs to 18%. In a post, Trump said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has agreed to stop buying Russian oil and has also committed to buy American at a much higher level, in addition to over $500 billion of U.S. energy, technology, agricultural, coal, and many other products in the post. They will likewise move forward to reduce their tariffs and non-tariff barriers against the United States to zero. In his own statement, Modi said he was delighted that Made in India products will now have a reduced tariff of 18%. A big thanks to Trump on behalf of the 1.4 billion people of India for his wonderful announcement. Trade lawmakers in the European Union are set to meet again to Wednesday to show how to proceed with ratifying a trade pact with the United States. Parliament still has to approve the deal, but the process was put on hold as U.S. and European Union frictions ramped up over Greenland. EU policies says the framework agreement can go ahead after Trump walked back on his tariffs. Some lawmakers want to wait for more details of the Greenland deal before voting on the U.S. deal. A similar meeting last week ended without decision on when to press ahead with the vote. National Cattlemen's Beef Association announcing its 2026 policy priorities following an approval by the Executive Committee at CattleCon in Nashville. NCBA's focus centers on policies that directly impact producer profitability, and that includes reducing regulatory costs, defending free markets, expanding trade opportunities, and maintaining strong beef demand. Specifically, their priorities include continuing to press the administration to roll back harmful regulations to keep working lands working, to enhance and strengthen U.S. mitigation measures against the incursion of New World screwworm, protect the cattle herd from foreign animal disease and pests through heightened awareness and preparedness actions, also to expand market access for U.S. beef exports, to promote science-based nutrition policies, and to safeguard the cattle and beef supply chain by working with the administration to ensure a strong workforce to limit processing disruptions for producers. Shares of Tyson Foods slipped today, even as the meat processor posted better than expected quarterly earnings and revenue. The company posted adjusted earnings of 97 cents for its first fiscal quarter, above analyst consensus estimates of 95 cents, that according to FactSet. Sales totaled $14.3 billion, up 5.1% from last year and ahead of Wall Street's call for $14 billion. Farmers and repair shops are now allowed to temporarily override emission control systems for repair purposes. That's according to guidance issued by the Environmental Protection Agency today. The guidance says using procedures and tools to temporarily take products out of certified configuration as necessary to perform maintenance and repair are not prohibited under the Clean Air Act. While the guidance follows existing language under Clean Air Act regulations, it represents the Trump administration foray into a debate over right to repair. It's taken place in the farm community over recent years. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Curious Plot. Curious Plot is a full-service marketing, communications, and consulting agency driven to find what's next for food and agriculture clients. Curious Plot, formerly known as FLM Harvest. Learn more at curiousplot.agency. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.